The three Ellison brothers love living and playing in Japan. Former All Black Tamati, former Super Rugby player Jacob and Mana College old boy Leon all play for the Kurita Club in Ashikima, with Tamati also part of the coaching team. For the Porirua Rays trio, keeping themselves and their whānau connected to Māori culture is incredibly important. Our rugby reporter Joe Porter caught up with the siblings to find out how they retain their tikanga.
The three brothers are proud Māori, and Leon says they do their best to teach the language to their tamariki.
I guess we're the kaiakos, we're the teachers for them, then they're not in kohanga, so yeah, we run a little kohanga every morning for the kids, and yeah, I love it.
Leon and his wife Te Rongorito have three-year-old son Te Piki Kotuku and one-year-old daughter Te Tai Amokura. Jacob and his wife Anna have a 14-month-old daughter Maya Bronnie, while Tamati and his wife Mere Mariah have five tamariki ranging in age from 11 to 1, Vinny, Tuura, Bella, Awateri and Kauailani. Jacob says it's pretty special having his brothers and nieces and nephews so close.
To have the three of us here has been awesome. Being here as family is amazing, having seven cousins for my daughter here, so yeah. You know, she's really lucky.
And Leon says having whānau nearby means the brothers can give their kids some more typical Kiwi and Māori experiences.
That's the pure thing that we miss back in NZ is the interaction between our kids and their kohanga mates and stuff. So, yeah, usually it's kind of a monthly thing. We'll go have a barbecue at Tam's house and there'll be kids playing on the scooters and hopping in the pool and stuff like that. So, yeah, we don't miss out on that factor as much. And whanaungatanga, just singing songs and doing normal Kiwi stuff.
Having five kids keeps Tamati pretty busy, but he says being a kaiako is one of the most important roles he has.
I'm pretty lucky. I've got a strong wife, so yeah, we try our best to pretend to be teachers during the day, and then with Kurita we train at night, so that's given me time to be there and kind of help out with a bit of maths and a bit of Māori.
Though when things get busy, Tamati says they call in their tūpuna to help ease the load.
When we start struggling with the homeschool, we fly in some real teachers. Fortunately, their grandmother was a teacher for 40-so years back in Porirua, so she's been burning the kids out. They're all falling asleep in the afternoon. They've been doing so much schoolwork. It's good for mum and dad. We get a bit of a break and get to have one or two dates.
All three brothers are at different stages of their te reo journey, and Tamati says keeping the language alive is one of the main reasons they'll eventually return to New Zealand.
Jake done a wee bit at Te Wānanga, and Leon's been in and around it the last few years. We have similar kind of heart for our culture, and something I'll definitely do when I finish. We kind of grew up learning Māori, and we had some great teachers, and we came at a good time out there in Te Tahi Bay, a bit of a movement. I really love to get back into it and see where I can help, but I'll definitely be heading back to my Māori side for sure.
Jacob and Leon say it hasn't been easy to keep up their reo, but there are similarities between Māori and Japanese language, which can be a help and a hindrance.
The reo is still there, and a lot of my Māori culture and tikanga is just part of who we are, so yeah, it's always there. But I did notice when I went home and tried and call it to reo Māori, I'd always throw in Japanese words and then, oh no. But and while I'm back home, I'll get full into the Māori again.
So the vowels are exactly the same, yeah. They're just around the other way, so our Japanese pronunciation's really good. It's funny, sometimes you can get mixed up because my wife's parents over here and we speak Māori to her, and I've been speaking 70% Japanese to her.
As much as they love Japan, the brothers will head home, and Jacob is likely to be the first to do so.
I'll definitely go back to Aotearoa. I just like Aotearoa a lot more. This place is awesome, but I think I'll definitely be back in New Zealand.
And Leon says he's likely to teach te reo upon his return.
I'll probably look to do a Māori teaching degree. We've already started that with Te Wānanga or Aukawa, me and my wife, and we'll probably just do something that involves teaching and te reo Māori, me ona tikanga.
Aotearoa will be lucky to have the brothers of Ngāti Wihiwihi, Ngāti Raukawa, Ngāti Porou, Te Atiawa, Ngāi Tahu, Te Arawa, Ngāti Whakoe, Ngāti Whātua and Ngāti Tama descent back on home soil. In Tokyo, mō te hōtaka o te Atanei, ko Joe Porter aho.